The Victoria Springboks were led onto the concourse at Johannesburg's O.R. Tambo Airport by their captain, John Smith. The players appeared thunderstruck at the enthusiasm of thousands of supporters who flocked to the airport to greet them.
Yeah, we expected it to be pretty busy, but what we walked into was far beyond anything we'd ever imagined. So, having come back today, seeing all the energy, the people going crazy, and how much they appreciate what's been done, it makes everything just so much more special.
Rugby continues to be a white-dominated sport, and the 30-man World Cup squad has just 6 players of colour. Only 2 of those were in the starting 15 throughout the tournament. Even so, the team's World Cup campaign ignited support from all sectors of the population, and it has had a unifying effect reminiscent of when the trophy was won on home soil in 1995. But the clamour for national teams to more closely reflect the country's demographic breakout is growing louder, and this has not been lost on Springbok coach Jake White. He said few countries are granted the opportunity twice to rectify past wrongs.
And the challenge is up to us now, is whatever mistakes we made from 95 to 2007, and whatever we feel they are and whatever people around feel they are, is we get another opportunity to make sure those mistakes don't happen again. And I think that is the challenge that lies ahead for not only South African rugby, but I think South African as a country as well.
Some South Africans believe that Coach White has not done enough to bring black players onto the national team and have long called for him to be replaced. But speaking on a national radio program, President Thabo Mbeki said these calls are inappropriate.
My own view would indeed be that it would be odd that at this moment of victory, which comes after this long period of preparation, that we say, thank you for your services, goodbye. Why do we do that?
The celebration continues at least until the end of next week. After a short break with their families, the team tours South Africa beginning on Friday. The players will be celebrated with ticker tape parades and lavish receptions in most major centres. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.